Seven projects designed to improve the safety of those on the North Shore can now get underway, following funding granted via the Civil Forfeiture Grant Program. The program, initiated by the BCNDP government, will provide nearly $9.7 million in one-time grants to 197 community projects. The projects, led by Indigenous organizations, local governments, community-based not-for-profits, school districts, health authorities, academic institutions and police departments, will improve safety from various standpoints. Some will focus on wider issues, like addressing criminal activity in local communities, while others will help those on a more personal level, including those who have experienced or are experiencing gender-based violence, or Indigenous people who are recovering from trauma. Funds will also be funneled into more police equipment and training. Violence can have a lasting impact on entire families and communities, said North Vancouver Lonsdale NDP MLA Bowen Ma. This funding will support a variety of programs that help people recover, heal, and rebuild relationships to support a stronger community. Of that sum, $244,000 will be split between seven projects across North Vancouver. The Family Services of the North Shore's Rebuilding Family Relationship Program, which aims to reduce violence against women through effective group intervention for male perpetrators, will receive $40,000 each for both its English and Farsi programs, while its Supporting Healthy Relationship Community of Practice, COP, project, an educational program on domestic violence, will be granted $14,000. The North Shore Restorative Justice Society will have both its Restorative Response and Restorative Engagement in Schools projects funded, with $40,000 given to each. Elsewhere, the Native Courtworker and Counseling Association of BC, which provides direct support to two First Nations courts within the province, will receive $40,000 for its out-of-court community support services. Protecting Our Indigenous Sisters Society, a nonprofit that works in Indigenous communities to end violence against Indigenous women and children, will now be able to put $30,000 towards its Mom and Auntie Circles, a project which provides a trauma-informed, culturally safe set of bi-weekly circles and workshops for Indigenous women. Everyone has a role to play in keeping our community safe, and we are lucky to have incredible local organizers working to make positive changes, said Susie Chant, MLA for North Vancouver. This funding is going to make a meaningful impact on the North Shore community. Mina Kerr Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the local journalism initiative. McCarlazenby at nsnews.com twitter.com/minacarlazenby